Hey, Ira. Yes.
Mike, talk about the struggles maybe in the last 2 or 3 weeks on the early downs. Mike, it's not what you want in terms of manageable situations. How much strain is that putting on Josh? And what's going on in those early downs?
Well, I think the past few weeks, they have two situations where the turnovers and or penalties have really been our worst enemy. Certainly this past weekend and a couple weeks prior to that with out at Denver, that can have a snowball type effect. And our job is not to, A, get in those situations or have those things happen. And certainly we all have to improve. We certainly coaches first and players from an execution standpoint. But that does set the wheels in motion for some bad things to happen, some of the adversities that we have to fight through, and need to get back to the consistency that we were playing with a few weeks ago, where we had that great stretch and things were rolling well. And you know, that's the emphasis, that's the focus this week, and that was our approach today. Had a very good day today out there in practice, and so excited to get back on that horse.
Part of that is not getting the 4 or 5 yards out of Doug Martin on that first down play that you guys had been used to.
Right, and I think when you look at Doug, and I know that's an issue at times or has been brought about as far as his rushing yards and where he's been at, you know, as you guys know, the rushing yards can be skewed when you're in a position where you're on the ball and you're trying to play catch-up, and obviously a lot of it this past week was our own undoing from an offensive standpoint because we're turning the ball over. But that can skew your number of yards that you're able to run the ball, because when we're in that type of an up-tempo mode trying to catch up. And so I think you look at the Philadelphia game, he had over 130 yards, and they hadn't had a 100-yard rusher against him all year. So I think he's on track, and he's doing a lot of good things and hasn't by any means hit any type of rookie wall. I just think that we need to make sure we stay on schedule as far as what we're trying to get to, third down, manageable third downs, and avoid, as you said, those negative plays, whether it's from a tackle for loss or it's a penalty or the worst of all, the turnovers.
When this team was rolling offensively, you were hitting a lot of deep passes. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed teams trying to take that away with their defensive, going playing deep, to try to give you the stuff underneath that Josh doesn't do as well as maybe the long passes? Has that been some of the issue?
There's been a mixture. I think a combination at times of some little bit softer coverage. There's also been times when there's been a pass rush, you know, whether it's just been two in particular really good guys outside or any type of mixture of a pressure, blitz, what have you. So it's been mixed up quite well at times, and other times they just will execute maybe at a better level outside. Maybe that coordinator has a better call, certainly, than I've had at that time. And so it's a combination of things. I just think, you know, the one thing you learn, 11 years in this league, is whether you have a record-setting 500-plus yard, 300 points, you know, on top of the world win at Oakland, or you have a very ugly, disappointing, frustrating, awful afternoon like we had in New Orleans, you better move on. You if you let those things resonate, and we certainly learn our lessons and take our notes and evaluate the game, but we got to put that in the rearview mirror, whether it was something great or something that was bad. Now, from our standpoint, we really got to get back to doing and have more of those good feelings like we had in Oakland, for example. But that's really where that emphasis is in terms of, I know we have to talk about it, I know there'll be a few questions that might come up about last Sunday, but you know, we're full speed ahead and trying to get back to the type of football that we were accustomed to a few weeks ago.
Coach, Josh has cited miscommunication for some of his struggles. And at least from a layman's standpoint, this late in the season, 15 weeks through, that there's so many miscommunication issues. Can you speak to that, if that's uncommon, or is this a rash of miscommunications issues? What about that? Can you talk to that subject?
Yes. I think whether it's an incompletion or it's an interception, there's a wide variety of reasons why it could come into play. It could be a breakdown of protection. It could be a poor execution of the route. It could be a poor throw, and not to get into any of the specifics, but there's always a reason. I think with a lot of the things that we try to do, at least offensively in the past game, and we've had some success with certainly, is an ability to be on the same page, to read, adjust to a coverage, and any one particular pass could have a number of options off of it, not merely just stepping inside or outside, but some subtleties with that, combined with, from a protection standpoint, whether there's, and again, not to get into too many specifics, but there's enough variables there that while this is not what we want to have happening right now, it's, we, in my estimation would be great if we were further along. I certainly can see what, as part of the growing pains, as part of the process within the system, that sometimes you have those. And I think the key thing is to make sure that when they do happen, they end up being ideally incompletions, or, you know, having to punt the football because you didn't convert on third down, both of which are, we don't like, but far better than turning it over. So it is unfortunately something that we're continuing to have to deal with, but we're excited about continuing to get better and move forward with it.
Coach, from a fan's perspective, listening to radio and readers and things like that, their big question this week is this Josh? Is Josh the long-term answer? Is Josh, where is he in his development? Do you feel better about Josh now than the beginning of the season, even though maybe he's plateaued and then dropped off a little bit the last couple weeks? Do you still see him on the rise as a quarterback?
I think the thing that nobody can argue with and that nobody can dispute is the high level of execution that has been on display at times out there on the field. You know, not just the deep ball, the ability, the game-winning drive versus Carolina. We can go on and on about some of the positives, and you certainly can point out some of the things that could improve, that could be better as part of continuing to grow and become accustomed to what we're trying to accomplish offensively, and it's an ongoing process, and you know, we are excited across the entire body of work, a lot of good things, and I just think it's hard at this point to really get into any type of thought process as far as anything that is beyond the St. Louis Rams. I mean, we really got to get back to, there's so many things that need to improve that we took a few steps back, just that go well beyond Josh or any individual player, from a coaching standpoint, all the positions, et cetera. That's really where our emphasis and focus is. But I think there's a lot of very, very good things that have been shown, and that's the ongoing challenge, and the mission that we have is to continue to work hard and get better.
Any way you can anticipate these wild kind of swings of you know, consistency? Well, I know you strive for consistency. You've had injuries, everything is injuries. But the way you've sort of gone up and down this season, is that typical of a first-year offense? Is that on you? Is that on the player? I mean,
well, everything that doesn't go well is on me. I accept responsibility for that. I'm always going to point the thumb. And I'm not just – that's I always will look to see what could have been prepared better, what we could have repped better, what I could have called better. In terms of inconsistencies, I think the big thing that really jumps out is when we turn the ball over or we have the penalties. And if you go back, and when, unfortunately, when we do have that off season, which is going to come far too soon for us, I think when we look back and see at oftentimes, and not taking any credit away from those great defenses we played at times, but we were our own worst enemy. And I think a lot of those peaks and valleys, the inconsistencies, we can always trace back to the scene of the crime, a penalty, a turnover, those type of critical errors, that if we can just tighten that up, I think that hopefully can get us back to where we want to be in terms of being more consistent, because that is the goal, without question.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys.